Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
This has been a joyous ride. Oh, it's been a roller coaster, let me tell you. I have been part of Jamit for a minute now, and it has been like a very high high and a very low low. And I just want to thank my awesome producer, Stanley, who has been so very patient with me. I have given this guy a runaround constantly. I have been moving forward, moving backwards, being stagnant, being stuck. But there's been all these different elements that have led us to the point that we are at right now. The season finale for season one of No Duct Tape. I am proud. I have to say I am proud. You should have seen me the day that they told me that my podcast is officially going to be released. Like a launch date has been set. And this is what's happening. And I listened to my trailer. I listened to episode one. I remember listening to episode one and crying. I cried so much. But the beautiful thing about it is that I've had a support structure of people that have been there for me, that have stuck me through it, that have heard me record my episodes. And they were asking themselves, what is going on? I've had my mom walk into my room and ask me, and then when? You know, but I stuck it out. And I want to just first and foremost thank God for where I'm at in my life right now. It has been like a lot. I've gone through my lowest lows, my highest highs. And I think when you listen to each and every episode, you can tell that I've been through different seasons of my life. And I'm glad that I was given the opportunity to share it with you, that I was given the opportunity to, you know, have a therapy session with you and have maybe my story, you know, inspire you to remove the duct tape from your mouth and share your experience with me. I'm really, really grateful to the journey. And I'd like to also thank God that he surrounded me with the right people. You know, I'm very hard on myself. I have anxiety, so I'm very hard on myself. I want things to be a specific way. I want things to go a certain way. And I always just pushing for things to be, I'm a control freak to a certain extent and whatnot. So to have the team that I have, to have the people that I have, I'm here now celebrating this win. It wasn't easy. It really, really wasn't. I remember Stanley telling me that let what you are going through right now be the base of the next episode. If you're going through the most, share that. You said that your podcast is going to be based on improvement and motivation. And your story could be the key to motivating the next person to share their story or to feel lighter or to resonate and to really, you know, go hand in hand with what you're going through. You might be that voice that they need in order for them to reach where they need to reach. It starts very small. And when you have these kind of people in your life, you're able to believe in yourself a little bit more. I mean, I struggle with that a lot, but I have that support structure that allows me to fail, that allows me to learn my lessons. And another thing is, I'd like to also thank my best friend. Relevile Mafadi always says that take your L, but your L is not a loss, it's a lesson. So I would like to take all my L's, all my lessons in life, and they have brought me here. My love for radio broadcasting has been something that has been brewing in me for years and years and years. I majored in radio broadcasting back at Boston Media Media House. I graduated in 2019, and I always said, I want to be on Metro FM. And then you know how the media industry is. It's a little bit difficult. But then I was like, okay, cool. A few years later, I started my own company, which is Untitled with Ify. And I used my self-taught skills to tap into the business aspect of, you know, my brain. And it's up and down, but each and every day, like I said, is a lesson. And then there was a time, I think I was on LinkedIn and I saw Jamit and it said that it was looking for podcasters. And I was like, I am tapping into this one. I need to see what this is all about. And look at me now. Today, I have a podcast. Today, I have an opportunity to share. I have an opportunity to be in better standing and to really say that I've had so many therapy sessions. It might be myself in my room on my own sharing this and having it be, you know, mastered and edited and everything and be shared with you. But the releasing aspect of it has tapped into another part of my brain that I'm grateful for. It's hard to be in your brain a lot. It's hard to just constantly try and find your footing in the world. The world is a very difficult place to be in, believe you me. But I'm here now. I'm really, really here now. You know, Jamit has made it so easy for the transition of my life. I'm a very difficult person to work with, especially when I have a lot of things on my table because I take on a lot. I want a job. I want this and I want that and I want that. And Stanley was like, okay, we're waiting. And even in them waiting and I couldn't deliver and whatnot, he was still patient. Neme was patient. And Ike also was patient because I kept sending my podcast art back to them to edit and whatnot. Like, I just look at my journey and I'm like, oh, Lord, thank you so much. So this is an appreciation episode. And I also want to thank you, my listener, for taking this journey with me. I hope that you and I have a better relationship, and I hope that you will carry this relationship with me to the next season. And I'm excited about the next season as well. It's going to be exhilarating because, guys, let me tell you, God is working wonders in my life. And I loved what my friend said when she finally heard my trailer. She's like, I wish that there comes a time where you are the voice of so many things in terms of mental health in this country. And I hope that they use you for that because your God-given talent is the reason that you're here today. God uses you as that voice. And I'm glad that God is at the foundation of how and what you're doing right now. I'm like, girl, this episode is the talk on God. God is my reference. He's the reason that I'm where I'm at. And let me tell you something. It will continue to be so. I am not who I am because of me. I am who I am because of God. He has poured into me even when my cup was empty. I've lost so much. I've gained so much. And each and every day is an opportunity for me to say, thank you, Jesus. And each and every day is an opportunity for me to constantly elevate. And I want to challenge you guys on the sense that do something and put your 100% behind it. It can be the smallest thing. If you want to learn how to do the smallest thing, like how to cook something that you've never cooked in your life, do it and do it with all of your heart. Once that skill has been attained, you will be the proudest that you've ever been. It starts really, really small. And it takes so much to believe in yourself. God has placed us on this earth with a purpose. And it is our duty to ensure that we fulfill that purpose. It won't be a one-day purpose. It won't be a two-day purpose. It will be an ongoing purpose. And it's going to be an ongoing journey. You just have to decide that when you do something, you have to do it 100%. So thank you so much for carrying this journey with me. Thank you for moving with me. Thank you for your ongoing support. I am blessed. I am truly, truly blessed. And yo, I just look forward to more seasons and more seasons and more seasons. And Bona, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. A girl from Pretoria who moved to Joburg and back to Pretoria and so forth and started a podcast and have it be as successful as it is. The smallest wins are always wins as well because they elevate to bigger wins. So let's continue this journey together. I urge you to take this walk with me, continue taking this walk with me. It was just the beginning. It was me getting my feet wet. Now we're moving forward. Now we're going to get the body wet. Now we're going to, you know, get in depth with so many things that we all go through. I mean, hit me up on social media and let me know what you want me to tap into with seasons to come, you know, what conversations you want us to have, what is sitting on your heart, what is your belief system, all of it. I am looking forward to talking about it. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you because it's not a me journey. It's an us journey. This is self-improvement and motivation. This is, you know, removing the duct tape from our mouths. It's us just changing the societal way of living and redefining life for ourselves. So let's do it together. I am your girl, Ify. This is No Duct Tape. This is the season finale. I'll see you in season 2. Thanks for your time. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.